time. But right now, guys, we have a star in our midst.
Oh, we truly do. Local man by the name of Mason Dane, who did something on the streaming service Twitch, submitted a song that he had created called Dash, and caught the eye of a very famous rapper. Let the party begin. Turn all the lights on. Mr. T-Pain.
Apparently he goes on Twitch, and when people send songs or post songs up there, he reviews it.
He reviews them. Yeah. And Mason actually joins us now from his home in Maryland. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning. Good morning, people. How are we?
Well, bloody brilliant, sir. Probably not as good as you, though. We'll let you tell the tale. So you create this song, Dash. You chuck it up on Twitch.
I've got a bit of the song here. Should I play the song?
Please do.
There you go. On crash, 150
on a dash. Oh, God, she experiment with tests. So what's going through your head, Mason? I'm going to put this up there and hopefully catch the eye of Mr. T-Pain.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like he does this thing where he just reacts to people's music through his Discord, and I was just lucky enough to get my song in, and just, you know, a lot of nerves, and it paid off because he had a crazy reaction.
He did. Well, I've got his reaction here. We'll play it because it's quite funny. Here's just a little bit. It's cut up of T-Pain reacting.
This is a good song.
Yeah, it's
mother
good.
Damn it! Damn it, this song is good. God damn it. All right, we're going to play it again. Damn it! Again, I got to make sure.
Mason Dane.
He has a good name. God damn it! Oh, I hate you. Oh, my God, I hate you so much.
So Mason, with T-Pain reacting like that, clearly enjoying it, but quite at odds with himself for doing so. How did that make you feel?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty insane, especially, you know, growing up listening to, like, so many T-Pain songs. It was all on the radio hits when I was growing up, so definitely a very surreal moment.
Why was he mad about liking it? Do we know?
Yeah. He went on, like, a big rant, like, a couple weeks before. That he's like, stop making the same music. Everything you've done, Lil Baby's done, and Lil Uzi Vert's done, like...
Right.
So, like, the song isn't super different to everything that's out, but it was such a good sounding song that he just couldn't hate it.
And even loved your name as well. That was the funniest
part. I get. All right.
So how's the song gone since this discovery from T-Pain? Did it blow up a little bit downloads wise?
Yeah. So it's blown up pretty crazy. Like, I literally just checked this morning and it hit 100,000 streams on Spotify.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, like 50K on the music video now, which is crazy because we sort of thought that the song hadn't really done what we wanted to. It was stuck at like 9,000 streams or whatever for a month, and then boom, resurgence. Crazy.
And, so good.
And so, did you produce this at home? Have you got a producer? What are you doing with it?
Yeah, my brother Liam Thomas. He produced it. He's from Brisbane, but he stays in Sydney. But we made that at like our team's studio that we have in Sydney.
Yeah,
and just, cooked it up in like 25 minutes, 30 minutes and just decided that it was one that we should put out.
100%. I mean, when the clubs open again, Mason, like as if this isn't getting a run sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Have you been
King Street
in touch
right
with,
here, Mason.
Amen.
Maybe before it live.
Have you been in touch with T-Pain? Like, do you reach out and go, thank you? Like, thanks for the exposure. You got me a bunch of downloads.
Cheers, T-Pain.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I'm always in his Twitch streams and stuff too, so there's definitely been like communication here and there, but you know, still waiting on that follow back, you know.
First comes the follow back, then comes the collab.
Yeah,
you know
it.
What I mean? Yep. Mason Dane featuring T-Pain.
Yes, I like
that.
Oh
my God, it rhymes.
So what's next for Mason Dane? Where to now with this newfound following?
Man, basically I've just got like a couple little singles that I still want to put out before the end of the year, but definitely having like a dropping a project like at the top of next year is sort of about like my journey from Newcastle moving to Sydney for chasing this music stuff. So yeah, definitely doing like a project for that, and just a lot of new music.
Nice. I like it.
I love it. Well, you heard the bloody name.
Yes,
Mason Dane. Remember that
the
one.
The tune is called Dash. You can get it on Spotify, and the film clip as well. Is it it's you in a limo, just having a good time?
No, it's like a Range Rover, yeah.
Was that just all your mates, or like who'd you get in the film clip?
Yeah, I've got like a bunch of my boys in there. A lot of artists, Baby Prince and Oliver Cronin, and my boy Liam Thomas. And then we've got, You know, we've got the actress Quinita, who's from a model agency down in Sydney.
Right.
So yeah, just vibes and friends. Yeah,
I know good. What Ducko's waiting for. What say it.
What,
you want to be in the next one, don't you?
me, Mason, in the limo, just cruising around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the guest chorus for me, man. I don't know. We'll work it out. mate. Yeah. Well done. The tune is called Dash. You can get it on Spotify, YouTube, and all music streaming services, mate. Congratulations. Good luck with it all.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.